Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
If you're 21 years old and use nicotine or tobacco, I'm here to tell you about Black Buffalo and how it's redefining tradition for millions of adult consumers. So if you're over 21, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. Warning: this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults aged 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Doug McIntyre in for a John and Ken. Conway at 4 o'clock. Stephen Spears is going to be with us later on this hour to talk about the real estate market. And is your dream of the American dream of home ownership, has that become a complete fantasy? And if you are lucky enough to get a starter home, will that end up being your finisher home? So we'll get into that with Stephen later on. How many cats is too many cats? We get all that and more. And I want to talk to you about the Mayfair Hotel, which is one of these hotels that the city of LA has been using as part of Project Room Key. And what a catastrophe, a financial catastrophe, and basically representative of what a catastrophe the homeless plague continues to be. No matter what program you come up with, the fact that government is being asked to unravel broken lives at such a micro level, it just seems like an impossible task at this point, but we'll get into that story in just a bit. Obviously, the big story is the tropical storm that we have not seen the likes of which in almost 90 years here in Southern California. For the most part, we got very, very lucky. We had heavy rain, some wind in a lot of places, some isolated flooding and damage here and there. There are a couple of areas that were badly hit, particularly Palm Springs and the San Bernardino Mountains area. To give us a recap of this event, it's a pleasure to welcome ABC News correspondent Jason Nathanson. Jason, how are you?
Hey, good to be here and looking outside and looking at blue skies, which is quite a change from yesterday.
It is. And now we're going to have heat with humidity, and we're going to be Houston,
which is not what we signed up for. Right?
No, we didn't.
That's the pact that we make in Southern California, that it can be 105 in the valley, but it's a dry heat.
Exactly. By the way, it can't be 114. That's when it gets crazy. And I live in the part of the valley where it is routinely 110, 112, 114. Yeah. It's just insane. We had the entire, I actually should ask this to the folks who live in live out past San Bernardino, east of San Bernardino. Mm-hmm. It's like another 20 miles, folks. Another 20 miles. You get an ocean breeze.
Yeah, exactly.
Never understood that.
Yeah, but, I mean, and people say that for us who live in the valley, though, too.
Right, idiot. The kids live in Santa Monica.
Yeah, another 10 miles, and it's beautiful. You don't need air conditioning most of the year.
So, all right, so let's get into this. Again, we kind of got lucky.
We did. We did, but it was one of those events that, I think a lot of people were wondering, because we were used to seeing these on the East Coast, right? Hurricane blah, blah, blah is coming. Everybody's stocking up. And oftentimes it's not as impactful as they say it's going to be or it looks like it's going to be. And I think people were wondering about that here, especially since we don't really have any frame of reference for something like this. But it did. It was raining significantly yesterday. I think most people who live in the area will say that it was strange and it was different, especially in August, to have that. You know, if you were driving around at times like I was, the streets were flooded, Sherman Way in the Valley. There was a lot of water going on, but it was passable. You could drive through it, but it was certainly not something we've seen in a while. The LA River was full. I think something like 41,000 people in the Los Angeles area were without power at one point, and that number is down to maybe between 10 and 18,000 right now. But most of it, like you mentioned, San Bernardino County, Palm Springs got record rainfall for summer in August. Raywood Flat in San Bernardino County saw 10.5 inches of rain, which is
astonishing amount of rain.
Insane.
I mean, that's a lot of snow, but the idea that that's 10 inches of rain.
That's a lot of rain. And there's been some pretty dramatic pictures of in the mountains in the San Bernardino County. I think one area called Forest Flats, Forest Falls, where there was a mudslide, and that's where we had heard that there were 700 people who were trapped, right? And when you say that, it wasn't because there was mud against their homes and they couldn't get out, but there was a mudslide and it went across the road in that area, and there's one way in and one way out, basically. So those people couldn't get out, so they had 700 people or so had to shelter in place. But there's some dramatic video of the water coming down, and then all of a sudden it turns into rocks and sticks and then boulders just really quickly coming down this mountain and mudslides like that. But for the most part, we're not looking at major structural damage. We're not looking at very expensive damage, and we're not looking at loss of life, which was the fear, because a lot of people were talking about how this is the first tropical storm since like 1939 to hit, which there's some dispute on those terms, but it's like a meteorological dispute.
We're talking with Jason Nathanson, by the way, ABC correspondent. Let's talk about the future for a second, Jason, because two things about the future. One is we have seen after these heavy rains, for instance, a couple of years ago, there was a landslide up near Santa Barbara that killed people. Months after an event or after a rain event, a major rain event. And then we saw the Rolling Hills Estates hillside collapse that wiped out these homes. And a lot of geologists believe anyway, preliminarily, that the heavy rains over the winter may have destabilized that hill that caused those homes to collapse. So it is possible that this massive amount of rain in certain neighborhoods could, down the road, lead to some kind of a disaster. So the future remains to be determined what happens from this storm.
It is possible, but it's very interesting, and there are a couple interesting scenarios, because we did see so much rain earlier in the year, which was a good thing. It allowed a lot of growth, right? So you didn't have the soil and everything wasn't just sitting there unattended where it could just go. There was lots of plant life and roots and stuff in the soil. Now, a lot of that is dried out over the past few months because it has been hot. We haven't seen a lot of precipitation. But what's good about a rain like this, especially as we get into September and October, which, as we all know in this area, is high wind and fire danger season, for a rain like this to kind of replenish things, to help things that were dry out not be so dry and give a lot of fuel, because all of that rain that came earlier in the year would lead to a lot of dry fuel, but now that's been mitigated a little bit. This wasn't enough to kind of wipe that out completely. And if we do down in the next couple of months see high winds, we could see some fire danger in the state. That's always going to be the case. But this could have helped at least a little bit with some of that.
Now, the other aspect of the future aftermath of Tropical Storm Hillary is, because this was relatively benign, mostly benign for most people, for millions and millions of people, the next time something like this happens, do we get that false sense of security that I've been through a tropical storm, it's no big deal? Because hurricanes, I've been through a bunch of hurricanes having grown up on the East Coast, and some of them are just kind of fun events that blow through, and then other times it's really scary and it's really, really devastating. I mean, even Superstorm Sandy that hit New York very hard a couple years back wasn't technically a hurricane, but it was a winter storm that they're still in places like Sheepshead Bay, parts of Queens and Brooklyn. They're still recovering from that years later.
Right. And the thing is, what makes this doubly not funny, but kind of ironic is these things come and you either prepare or you don't. You're the kind of person who either is going to be prepared or you're not. And the ironic thing of having an earthquake hit in the middle of
right.
it, which shows we live in earthquake country and a lot of people, they're not prepared for tropical storms or hurricanes, and they certainly aren't prepared for earthquakes.
Well, that's
right. A
lot
of people don't have their earthquake kits ready to go.
No, well, you know, the thing is, we live in the here and now, and maybe we look over the horizon a couple of days. But for the most part, millions and millions of people have moved to California since the Northridge earthquake, the last major, major earthquake that this region had. And right. by the way, that was a moderate earthquake, which is terrifying to think about what a major earthquake will be like. But you're exactly right. Both for people moving in and the natural birth rate, you've got a lot of people who have never experienced a big shaker. And certainly most people here, except for transplants, have never experienced an actual hurricane in the aftermath of a serious tropical storm deluge. So if these events, you know, obviously earthquake can happen at any time, but we've seen it seems to be an epidemic of unusual weather patterns all over the globe. And if this is our new reality, we're going to have to start making some adjustments.
Yeah. And what's good is all the water and food people stocked up on for the hurricane, they can now transfer into their earthquake kit and have that ready to go.
Well, I'm still eating freeze-dried tuna fish from my 55-gallon drum that I got for Y2K.
You might want to check the expiration date on that at this point.
Well, here's the thing. The food I eat doesn't have an expiration date.
Oh,
Jason, that's the thing. You know, we give these warnings, all the public officials, because they're terrified of being the dope in Hawaii who didn't sound the sirens. And then,
sure.
You know, you don't want to be that public official who didn't give the proper warning. So if anything, we're guilty of overhyping these events. But then that's the problem that people then the next time they don't take the warning seriously. And that's when you get into trouble.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's boy who cried wolf type stuff. But I think this was a very interesting dry run, if not, you know, for that kind of thing. Also having with what happened in Lahaina and Maui fresh on our minds here, you know, that was caused by hurricane winds, right? And we were expecting rain. We knew that this was going to be a rain event, so fire wasn't necessarily the concern.
Yeah.
But, you know, we all know here what happens in this area when there's high winds.
Far too much experience
fire.
With that.
Yeah.
Jason, thanks so much. ABC correspondent Jason Nathanson. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about the Mayfair Hotel and the challenge of putting the homeless, the unhoused, as we like to say now, right? The unhoused in these hotels and the financial consequences, et cetera. And your starter home, is that going to be your finisher home?
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
How many cats is too many cats? And the heaviest animal on earth. We'll talk to you about that. I thought it was me, actually. I've been on the road for a week.
You are so skinny.
No, that's not true. But here's the thing. I just wear bigger shirts. But the thing is, I spent the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks in airports and eating road food, and you can actually feel your skin starts to make noise as it stretches. Anyway, we'll get into that in just a bit.
You hide it well.
Thank you, and this is why I like working with you, because you're just such a great liar. Anyway, the point is, I thought we'd talk about homelessness just because no one ever does, right? The Mayfair Hotel was one of these hotels that the city of LA contracted as part of that federal Project Room Key, the federally funded initiative that allows hotels across the LA area to become temporary homeless shelters. And they're doing this in New York and other cities. Every place that they've done it, it's been a disaster, frankly, for the neighborhoods and specifically for the properties. The Mayfair Hotel is a 294-room boutique hotel in Westlake in LA, the Westlake neighborhood. Shattered windows, bathrooms vandalized, carpet torn off the floor, quote, participant in room 1516 threatened staff, security destroyed property, screamed, yelled, cursed, everything went wrong with her inside and outside the building, wrote a worker with Helpline Youth Counseling, Inc., a service provider assigned to the hotel in 2022. Mayfair's participation in Project Room Key, of course, was controversial in the neighborhood. The neighbors saying that it totally destroyed. It became a magnet for problems. Quote, around 10 a.m., a male in 1526 assaulted another resident. Room 726 wrote a security guard in a report. The situation was quickly broken up, and 1526 was escorted out by police. The city has quietly paid, and listen to this, has quietly paid the hotel's owners $11.5 million in recent months over damage claims because of the residents put in there during Project Room Key. So what's the answer? Mayor Karen Bass wants to buy the hotel. Buy the hotel for the city, estimated price $60 million with another $23 million in renovation. So by my math, carry the two. That's if you want, kick off my shoes here. That'd be $83 million, right? Is that right? Do I have that, Eric? Is that right? $83 million? I think so. I was an English major. The LA Grand Hotel, by the way, the city is leasing that building for $4,700 per room per month. Okay, this is my favorite stat from the entire story. Okay, now I know that rental prices for apartments in LA are steep, and in Southern California in general, not just LA, but pretty much everywhere. This used to be, when I moved out here in 85, this place, you could trip it over $500 a month apartments that were really nice apartments. Now, $1,800, $2,200, $2,500 a month, whatever, for an apartment, right? But that's not good enough for the city of LA. We're paying $4,700 a month per room to put the homeless. $4,700 a month? That's a mortgage payment. You know, it's the prices. We built those, you know, the low-cost housing for the homeless with all that bond money, the Triple H money, and with some of them cost $700,000 per unit, not per building, per unit. So anyway, we've got the Mayfair Hotel. Now the city wants to buy it, and here's the problem. And I'm not saying this to do nothing, because we have to do something. It's an embarrassment. It's an international embarrassment that we have so many people, and a humanitarian disaster to have people living on the streets in squalor, and then all of the problems that come from it, the imposition on the businesses in the neighborhoods, which is a very real problem. No wonder this isn't NIMBYism. People have a right to object to having this imposed in their neighborhoods. But you can't buy buildings and then have the people who belong, frankly, in some kind of rehabilitation facility and just have them break windows and tear up the bathrooms and fight each other and deal drugs and set fires. And then the taxpayers are on the hook for $11 million in repairs. And the answer is, well, just buy the building and put $23 million of renovations into it before we put people in who then destroy it again. This is madness. So I don't know what the answer is, which is why I'm happy to be on this side of the microphone and not at one of those committee meetings where you have to take an oath of office and actually come up solutions. But clearly what we're doing isn't working, and this is not a solution.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Okay, I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun, such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid-back appeal and down-home vibes. As a dad of 7 kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th, just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
In addition to San Bernardino Mountains area and Palm Springs, of course, Ventura County, and it's my bad to not have mentioned this earlier, but Ventura County took a real beating from rain in this event in Tropical Storm Hillary. Some real torrents of mud and water coming down on folks up there. So I think over the next couple of days, we'll get a fuller picture of who took the hit. We are lucky in the big picture that we got off relatively easy for a very, very unusual event, to say the least, to have a tropical storm hit Southern California in August. It's just at any time of the year, but certainly in August, to get this kind of rain. So we'll get more, learn more about that over the next couple of days. We'll learn more about, this is not exactly a breaking news story, that it's expensive to live around here. That real estate prices have gone through the roof, not just for rental properties, but obviously for in terms of home ownership. But the starter home is oddly becoming the hardest home to find, apparently, according to new data being crunched. The median price for starter homes, this according to the Orange County Register, has doubled and even tripled in Southern California and the Bay Area since 2012. According to Redfin, the minimum annual income needed to afford any entry-level home was as high as $160,000 to $245,000 a year. And in the Inland Empire, which is traditionally the most affordable housing market, you still need a six-figure income to afford a starter home. To talk about this is a man who we turn to for these kinds of things because he's an expert, real estate attorney, and the host of his very own show on TalkRadio1.com, Stephen Spears. Stephen, how are you?
I am well, Doug. Good to be with you.
So, you know, I get the Sunday paper and I thumb through the real estate section, and there's always that fancy magazine that's got homes that seem unimaginable, where there's literally list prices of $17 million and $25 million. You know, I don't have enough furniture to put in a house like that, so it's off my list. But there's that kind of a fantasy thing, and we know those places exist in the world. But we're talking about, I used to do this joke that's saying, you know, we always dreamed of a $1 million home. You just never dreamed it would be a two-bedroom fixer in Van Nuys. And now you'd be right. Lucky to find a two-bedroom fixer in Van Nuys for $1 million.
You couldn't. No, that's right. You have tremendous price increases, and this all comes back to supply and demand. There are not enough houses. Across the country, we have a shortage of housing of about 4 million units. We have 4 million fewer houses, condominiums, townhouses, and apartments than we need to house the people. So you have people who've doubled up. You have people who are living in other circumstances, and we have a shortage. The result of that, low supply, combined with high demand, means it drives prices up. And you can do all sorts of things in terms of government regulations, but none of it is going to solve it, because you need to motivate people to build more houses. You have rent control. You have all sorts of things that discourage real estate development and discourage real estate developers from deciding to build more houses. And the result is every house that does exist simply costs more.
Okay, but now I understand. Well, we're going to get to Southern California specifically in a second. But, you know, this is a very crowded area. L.A. County has north of 10 million people. It's the only county in the country with more than 10 million people in it. So it's a very densely crowded place. It's not a lot of land here. The only place we really can go is up. And when you try to go up, people then complain about the Manhattanization of L.A., et cetera, and the density along transportation corridors. Certainly, we've had local elected officials who have been pushing to build that way. But it's a big transformation from the way Southern California, sort of the California dream, was the bungalow in suburbia with kids on a Schwinn bike playing on the, you know, in the cul-de-sac. But we can't house the growing population with that model. There's no land.
No, that's right. And it costs more to build up. And so your cost per square foot is higher because you have to build it differently if you're building 4 or 6 or 10 stories. And as you say, the congestion on the streets and the lack of parking and all of the things that go along with it, increased public services, fire, police, ambulance, and so forth, everything is more difficult.
Okay, so now we all know, we understand, young people starting out, they're priced out of the market, so they start looking out of state. They start looking literally out of state because it's even beyond going to the Inland Empire, the Central Valley, because you have to be within some kind of realistic proximity to your employment, although I know people are working remotely. But a lot of people are simply priced out of certainly Southern California and the Bay Area for starter homes. But why is there a housing shortage in places? You know, when you're on a plane, I've been on a lot of planes the last couple of weeks, and you're flying over, there's a lot of open space in this country. Why aren't we building houses in Ohio? Why aren't we building houses in Nebraska? Why is there a 4 million unit housing shortage in places like that?
Jobs. The employment bone is connected to the housing bone. If you have an area that has lots of jobs, then you're going to have people build houses there. It makes sense to build houses. You can afford to build houses, and then people can afford to buy houses. If you have wide open space but no jobs, then who's going to live there? How are they going to live? And then how are you going to get services to them? So it has to be in areas where you have employment, jobs are the key.
Now, we're talking about Stephen Spearer, by the way, real estate attorney. He hosts a show on talkradio1.com. That's O-N-E, not number one, talkradio1.com. We know during COVID, people were working remotely, and many, many, many millions of people are still working remotely, at least for part of the week. In fact, the employers are now starting to beg their employees to come back to work or issuing mandates, either come back to work or find another job. But is that still a minimal amount of employment? Because you would think that given the demand for workers, the need for workers, and the workers' need for housing, that people could go to places where land is more abundant and you could build homes and they could work remotely.
On the one hand, things are never going to go back to the way they were before COVID. There was already a move to having remote work before COVID. People wanted to work at home, and there was a lot of talk about work-life balance. It's never going to go back to the way it was. And as soon as unemployment rises to about 5 or 6%, you're going to see all the employers who right now are tensely holding their breath, they're all going to say, okay, guys, if you want to work, you're coming back into the office. And they'll be able to say, if you don't want this job, there are 5 other people who want this job who will come to the office. And you'll see that greatly reduced. So whether the high expense office space, the most expensive luxury office space, is really going to come back in full strength, I question that. But a lot of the small to medium-sized businesses that are right now are tolerating people working elsewhere where it doesn't really work. It works well in some situations, but where they're tolerating where it doesn't really work, they're going to snap that back, and then the commute is going to make a difference again.
Yeah.
If you can work in Nebraska and you're employed in Utah, that's fine. But if you need to come into the office, you need housing relatively close to the office for practical human and environmental concerns.
Yeah, other than writers and actors, right now the labor shortage, it means that people who are looking for work or are employed have muscle. I told the story earlier in the show that I was in the bank this morning, and one of the tellers in the bank was dressed as if she was, you know, at Walmart. You know, you'd never would have seen somebody working in a bank dressed like you see it in a radio station. By the way, she was overdressed for a radio station. But I just got a feeling if we had 10% unemployment, somebody was saying, put on a go get a suit and tie a tie. Hey, Stephen, thanks so much for being with us. We really appreciate it. Stephen Spear, talkradio1.com and real estate attorney. Maybe we'll talk with Conway if he lowers himself, if he will stoop to come in and do some crosstalk with us. And we will ask the question, all right, what's the deal with 80 cats?
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
McIntyre with you in for John and Ken, and we'll try it again tomorrow, by the way. The wife, Penny Pizer, has her show, Son of Some Suburbia, going to be at the Stephanie Fury Theater September 6th and 20th at 7 p.m. as part of the Independent Theater Festival. And I'll tell you more about that. And have I mentioned, by the way, 700 times that I have a book out called Frank's Shadow that's at Barnes & Noble and Amazon, of course. And you can get signed copies at DougMcIntyre.com. And I'm actually going to be at the Barnes & Noble in Burbank on September 24th from 2 to 4, which is a Sunday. So come on out and say hello if you have a great memory and you can remember that far ahead. So we're cat people. My wife and I, we're cat people. We have two cats. One is named Lenny. And one is named Lizzie. Not that you need to know that, but it's a little personal interest. We have a hard limit. We have a hard limit on two cats. And the reason is because, and I admit that I'm the crazy cat lady of the two of us. I'm the crazy cat lady in the house. If the wife did not throw down the gauntlet that two were maxed out on the cats, I could be the person that has 80. And that's exactly what happened. A woman in Eastvale in Riverside County had 80 cats. So they came in and they took the cats away because it's not healthy, to say the least. And now if you are out in the Riverside area, you can go to shelterinfo@rivco.org, R-I-V-C-O.org. And they've all been treated by the veterinarian staff at the San Jacinto Valley Animal Campus. So there's 80 cats up for grabs and adoption there. Speaking of 80 cats, here comes one now. But it's a hard, hard limit. Two cats is acceptable. Once you get through the third cat, it's the gateway cat, and there's nothing stopping you until you're the woman with 80 cats in Riverside.
Oh, my God. Single?
It doesn't say, but that's a pretty good...
They don't have to.
Yeah, it's implied, isn't
it? Yeah. But did you tell the story about Who's Cooter?
Which story?
The one where you brought the cat home from adoption and it needed a $600 surgery.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I did. I got the cat at the Burbank Animal Shelter for $6, all right? and the cat was farting.
Right.
And I thought, well, this is just unpleasant. And then the cat started to swell up.
A
Macy's balloon. I take it to the vet, $600. There was a piece of tissue. They had spayed the cat, left a piece of tissue in the cat. Poor thing was suffering. $600 surgery. And I took the vet bill and I taped it to the baseboard right above the food bowl because I figured I could have gotten 200 more cats.
Sure, exactly.
Easily. There's got to be a good one in there somewhere.
There's got to be a healthy one in there.
There's got to be a winner in there somewhere.
That's great, man.
Yeah.
Well, we got the storm wrap-up.
We do.
We're wrapping up the storm.
We've done some of that here today.
Have you ever been through a tropical storm or a hurricane?
Many.
So is this the typical weather afterwards?
No. Well, frequently, yes. You get beautiful.
Because all the energy's gone.
But to me, in the West Valley, we had no wind. We had just rain, heavy rain, but no wind. And that's very unusual because they usually come with plenty of wind.
Oh, yeah.
And
Did you get the 3 a.m. wake-up call?
Yes.
I wanted to throw the phone across the room.
Exactly.
I had just gone to sleep.
Right.
And then bang. And I thought, is an earthquake coming? It's a lightning. It's a wind. It's whatever. Right. And it was nothing.
No, it was for the vast majority of Southern California, mercifully, it was rain.
Well, also, it's a knee-jerk reaction by the government. Remember the Chinese balloon that we shot down?
Yeah.
We waited till that thing was over the ocean and then hit it down. Then after that, everything that moved that wasn't a cheap flight to Vegas was coming down.
I'm surprised Spirit Airlines landed one plane.
I know. Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
But it's the overreaction.
Well, here's the thing. And then there's...
Which I don't mind. I'd rather overreact than underreact.
Then be the dope in Maui who didn't blast the sirens.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's
why... But here's the problem. The hangover of this is Now, the next time this happens, and we could see this on a regular basis, given what's going on in the world, people are going to say, well, the tropical storm's no big deal. It's no big deal. We went through that one in 2023. It was no big deal.
That's
and
right.
And then you get hammered.
Right. Like the next time they say, stay home because of a virus, people are going to go, we've done that.
We've done that. Been there, done that.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was the guy, Harry Truman was his name, up on Mount, you know, up there on Mount, in Washington, Mount, which is the one that blew up the volcano?
Oh, St. Helens.
St. Helens. He was up there saying, no, I've been on this mountain my whole life. Guess what? He's permanently on that mountain. He's now
frozen in ash.
He's going to be like Pompeii. They'll right. find him someday. You know,
that's great,
with his
man.
Walkman on his head from 1980.
That's great. Anyway, it looks like the people that got it the worst are the people out in the desert. You know,
You know, I was just watching. We kind of ignored this, but Ventura County took a pounding from the rain. A lot of flooding up there, too.
Well, before the storm became really active on the east side of town, we had a lot of people with memes making fun of the storm.
Yeah.
And what did Mother Nature do? Threw one right in our gut with that earthquake.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, can do a lot of things.
We got more. The prettier the place you live, the more dangerous it is to live there, because it's what nature is what makes it pretty.
That's right.
And you don't think about all the stuff it took to make it look like that.
But I will say this though, when a major disaster happens, we're not stealing.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but we got to make room for Tim Conway Jr.
All right. What's that guy going to do?
McIntyre in for John and Ken.
Ding dong.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.